dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today the church takes a momentary hiatus from the focus on the penance of the Lenten season to give tribute to the greatest saint besides Mary. Jesus, of course, is God, so we count him as the divinity. Mary is the perfect creature of God without sin. And then, after her, Saint Joseph, her spouse. Saint Joseph was chosen by God. The scripture calls him a righteous man. And Saint Joseph was chosen by God to be the protector of the Holy Family. The church has always proclaimed the doctrine of the perpetual virginity of Mary. She was a virgin before, during, and after the birth of Christ, always a virgin. And Saint Joseph then was given the mission of being the spouse, true spouse, of the Blessed Virgin Mary, yet a virginal spouse, to protect the Virgin Mary morally, because if she was unwed and with child, the natural presumption of our fallen intellect would be to suspect that she had had relations outside of marriage, which of course is a blasphemy. So the angel appeared to Joseph, as we heard in today's gospel, and assured him, "Do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home, for it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her." Saint Joseph then became also the adoptive, putative father of Jesus. Jesus' father is God, but Saint Joseph filled the human role of father for the humanity of Jesus. There's a beautiful prayer included in the Franciscans of the Immaculate Community Book of Prayer, which we pray every morning, that honors Saint Joseph and asks of him protection. And I'd like to share this prayer, which I think is for every Christian to pray, but in a particular way I recommend for men, especially for the need of chastity, for the virtue of chastity. Saint Joseph was the chaste spouse of the Blessed Virgin Mary, meaning that he abstained from sexual pleasure willingly, as a choice that he made before he even became betrothed with the Blessed Virgin Mary. God works mystically through his saints and prepares his saints for the mission with which he wishes to entrust them. And so Joseph was prepared from his adolescence for a virginal life, and had a great love for chastity. There's very little that is said about Saint Joseph in the sacred scriptures, in the Gospels. There are other writings, extra biblical, which give us insights, and one of them is a work of private revelation of a Benedictine sister, Maria Cecilia Baige, who was given revelations about the life of Saint Joseph and explains how he, even as a young man, had this great love for purity, for chastity. And so he was prepared by God for the life that then he lived and the mission that he was given. And the prayer that we pray each day sort of encapsulates his mission and then asks for him to help us in a similar way. O guardian and father of virgins, Saint Joseph, to whose faithful care Jesus himself and the Virgin of Virgins, Mary, were entrusted, for the sake of these two most precious treasures, I beg and entreat you to preserve me from every sin, so that I may always serve Jesus and Mary most chastely, with pure mind, heart, and body. Amen. This prayer then captures the essence of Saint Joseph's earthly mission, to be the guardian and father of two virgins, Saint Mary and Jesus, Jesus and Mary. And we religious then, who make a vow of chastity, priests who have a vow or a promise of celibacy, who agree to live a celibate life for the sake of the church and for serving the church, can look to Saint Joseph as an example of that kind of dedication and service for the church and the salvation of souls, which was the mission that Joseph was given by God. The cultural depictions of Saint Joseph are various. In olden times, he was usually depicted as a sort of feeble old man, but current scholars think that that's an inaccurate depiction, and that very likely he was somewhere between the age of 15 and 19 when he was betrothed with Mary. So strong and virile, which is consistent with the idea that he was given to Mary as a protector for her and for the Son of God, and also consistent with the mind of the Jewish people of that time. So Saint Joseph, then really the more accurate picture of him is the strong and silent type who kept his strength, who was modest in his strength and sure and quiet in his ways, but who carried out his mission with great diligence and fidelity above all. He's an example, a model for all of the good people in this world who aren't celebrated, who aren't even recognized, but who quietly go about doing the will of God and who seek to keep themselves pure in the truth and in goodness, and who practice that first condition of being a Christian disciple, which is self-denial. And Saint Joseph, among all the saints, is one who seems to have perfected that virtue and took a complete back seat, as it were, in the picture of in the gospel. Let us turn then with and through Mary to give honor to her most holy spouse and our protector. He's the protector of all of us as the protector of the universal church and of the Holy Family. And let us ask Saint Joseph, especially for men and women, but in particular for men today, oppressed, as it were, by a spirit of impurity worldwide that constantly attacks on so many levels, with images, with suggestions, with a whole culture that is contrary to the virtues that Saint Joseph held so dear and live so faithfully, in particular that of chastity and purity. And let us ask him in a special way, Saint Joseph, to intercede to protect our young people against these evils and our families, and to intercede for us for a greater spirit of chastity, a love for purity, a generosity in self-denial, which is an essential aspect of chastity, and also great love for all that is good, in particular for Jesus and Mary and for God in heaven. Saint Joseph, pray for us.